Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. So how are y'all feeling today?
Tired. Sore.
Tired.
Sleepy.
I feel good today.
All right. Got one person. Scared? Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Same.
What are we scared about?
I have a choir concert tomorrow.
Oh, fun. Oh.
Fun.
All the way to
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. All right. So I'm Hannah, your host, and we will actually go around and introduce our members that joined us today, just so we can put some voices to faces and voices to names and all that fun jazz. Alrighty, so who wants to go first? We'll let you go first and we'll go around.
I'm Adam.
All right, next one.
I'm Haley.
Haley, gotcha.
I'm Mari.
Oh, I'm Ethan.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Kara.
And that's it, alrighty. So, welcome to us today. Our first little section we got today is actually about rock music. So our first question is, what is your favorite kind of rock music?
Classic.
Hard rock. Classic and hard rock.
Classic and hard rock.
Yeah.
I like soft rock.
Soft rock?
Soft rock's good too.
I mean, you can't beat Queen.
You can't beat Queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you can't.
I mean, but some of the, like Barry Chuck and people like that, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Soft rock, we love it. All right. So what are some defining traits of rock? Either the whole genre or just the genre you prefer.
Guitar.
Loud guitar.
Loud guitar.
All right.
A lot of sometimes garage band ending.
Yeah.
I like the part when they yell in the middle of the concert drum solo and then they start going off and it's
drum solos, absolutely. Alrighty, gotcha. You know what's interesting is that actually the rock beat it's one of the defining traits of rock music versus like jazz or something like that is because it has a 2/4 rock beat. So yeah, absolutely. So rock and roll is known for going like against the rules. Do you think that the musicians that do rock also follow that image?
There's a reason.
Sometimes.
Kind of.
There's a reason why they're saying sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
We
won't get into Ozzy Osbourne or Alice Cooper.
Yeah, we are not going to talk about that.
All right, gotcha. So pretty rebellious. Do you think there's anybody that's not, that still does rock? Or?
Fleetwood Mac. I forgot the name of it, but there's this one band that I haven't listened to in a while, but I think they still go on with it.
Oh, does Journey count? Yeah, they're classic rock. They're not really rebellious at all.
Gotcha. All right. So do you think rock has influenced other parts of life or other parts of music? And do you think it's political?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goes to Bitburg.
Creed and Clearwater Revival. Like 90% of the songs that I've heard from them are anti-a war.
Oh, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Fortunate Son.
Rage Against the Machine.
And the most famous one, Fortunate Son, is anti-war against Vietnam.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And even just the name, Rage Against the Machine, obviously.
Yes!
Yeah.
I love them.
Cool. Awesome. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. Do you guys have any closing comments about rap before we move on?
Good.
Rap's better.
I am not wrong. It is my I prefer rap.
Yeah, the thing about music is there are, you know, pieces of it for everybody. Super cool. All right. Now we're going to move on to our book of interest. We actually picked the entire Amulet series for this one. So does somebody want to give like a quick synopsis of the book? Like who or what is it about?
Yeah,
when does it take place?
I would love to do that.
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. So it starts out, you know, this family's moving in and they don't realize that their grandpa has this thing called an amulet. And it has like magical powers and stuff. I forgot what they do because I haven't read the book and like...
Okay.
I haven't read
them. That sounds like a really cool, like, plot.
It is really cool. And then they, like, enter this, like, whole new world to save their mom and stuff. And they meet, like, elves and some other thing like that. I don't remember. I haven't read the
book.
Some
other creatures.
I mean, hey, elves are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What kind of genre would you say this book is?
Definitely nonfiction. Kind of like fantasy.
Fiction.
Wait,
non-fiction.
Fiction. It would be fiction.
Okay.
I mean,
kind of sounds.
Probably because you were talking about that war thing earlier.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like a high fantasy with like elves and like magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Alrighty. So, what were some favorite/least favorite parts?
I definitely hated the part. It was basically the beginning, because it was seriously boring.
Beginnings get slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think my favorite part was, like, it was this page, and it was, like, highly detailed, and I don't know what it was about, but I loved that part.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What do you think was the overall message of the series?
There wasn't really a message. It was just to entertain people, really.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. I love fun books like that where you can just, like, chill and read. Super cool. Alrighty. So, and obviously, is this a book you would recommend to others?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other closing remarks?
Sounds cool.
The book's good.
It sounds really cool. We have it at the library, actually. So, if you want to try it out, just come to the library.
I checked that out one time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, probably when you read it.
That wasn't when I read it. I read it in, like, the fifth grade.
Okay. Alrighty, so we are going to move on to the subject of the month, which this month is actually Women's History.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
Alrighty, so what are some famous women you know about, and what did they do?
Okay, I'm going to start this off, me being the history nerd that I am. I came across the story of Miluka Savic, a Serbian woman in World War I. She's the most decorated female soldier in all in history, and for, like, the first part of her service, because she couldn't be being known as being a woman, and she went in her brother's place, and only after she was shot, and the medics figured out, oh, yeah, this isn't a dude. Dude.
Yep.
All her commanding officers told her to go home. The front line isn't a place for a woman, but she kept on bugging them to let her or stay, and they said, fine, we'll think about it. And she said, okay, I'll wait here, or what I'll make your decision. And stood saluting in her hospital room for over an hour. And then they finally just realized that she wants to be here, we need the extra rifles, let her or fight. And the most famous story that I found on that she captured 20, I think, Austro-Hungarian soldiers without firing a single shot.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. What a woman. We love it. All right.
I think that was, Harriet Tubman. She saved a bunch of slaves.
I love her.
Absolutely. Harriet Tubman, also known as Moses, such a great woman. She literally was one of the major parts of the Underground Railroad. So, yeah, absolutely.
Another one, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, well-behaved women seldom make history. That is for certain. Alrighty, what, anybody else? Any other
one? The one with Braille. I forgot who she's called.
Oh, Grail. Helen Keller?
Yeah, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, yes, absolutely.
Queen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Another woman who went above and beyond, absolutely. anyone else? I mean, just to name a few, personally, my favorite is probably Josephine Baker, which is a woman a lot of people don't know about. She's an African-American woman who was very famous for being a flapper in the 1920s and would perform to only integrated audiences, which I thought was crazy because at the time they were very segregated. She also then eventually made it all the way to Italy and was a spy against Mussolini himself.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is a woman that has done so much crazy stuff. And I absolutely love learning about her. So, yeah. So
I have someone.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Madam C.J. Walker, first black woman millionaire.
Oh yeah, I've heard about her. Didn't she own like a group of
her product thing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm thinking of different woman that started a movie theater chain. Don't remember her name though.
yeah.
But yeah, I don't. It's not an exact single woman, but a group of them that most Americans I've talked to don't know about them because, you know, the Russians did it first. In World War II, the Night Witches, a group of all female old night bomber regiment.
I've heard about that. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and they were given male uniforms, and they were told not to cut their hair short and don't act like a man. Try and act like the woman that you are.
Cringe.
And they got the nickname Night Witches from the Germans because you're trying to go to bed, then all of a sudden you just hear a slight whistling, and then everything starts exploding around you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm pretty sure the reason that most people don't know about them is that the Russians did it first, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly think the people in the Americans in the 1950s really want to say that.
Yeah. Anyone else?
They used to get up on, like, the plane to, like, since it used to stop spinning, they used to, like,
yeah, they were given biplanes.
Yeah.
Wooden biplanes.
Wow.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Any other?
I have another person.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, the first or second?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Third, second? I don't know. The one right now.
Oh, okay, they're calling
Queen Lizzie
one? Okay.
Queen Lizzie is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, one of the first pictures of her that I saw was, like, when she was, like, 75, her just holding the machine gun.
I think they made a song about, no, it was, like, something else. It was, like, they, like, did, like, Queen Elizabeth's voice. But, like, they were, like, singing a song, and it was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She definitely has a lot of memes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I see some on Twitter.
Yeah, I think she started to rule in the 1960s, actually. She is, I think, the longest reigning monarch.
She is. In 2015, she became the longest ruling one.
Mm-hmm.
And because the previous one, Queen Victoria, ruled for 63 years, or 7 months and 3 days. Is in 2015, October 2015, Queen Elizabeth became the longest ruling one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's still alive and still ruling, which is amazing.
And she has COVID, so if she doesn't die, there's something wrong.
She got COVID?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she
did.
COVID, yes.
There's reason why there's memes about Queen Elizabeth being immortal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of those.
Because if she survives COVID,
that'd be crazy.
I know. I mean, you're talking about a woman that was around when Britain still owned, like, African colonies and things like that. So.
Isn't COVID, like, basically, like, the flu just seriously more contagious?
Yeah, you can die.
Not only contagious, but also just the way that it, like, takes over people really, like, depends, you know? Like, there are some people who have to go on respirators and things like that.
Yeah, that's because, like, my parents keep, like, nagging on me about that, like, because I have, like, a really bad asthma, and it's more of like a respiratory problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they were worried about. But I never got COVID, thankfully.
Yeah.
So.
I've had it, and I didn't. It wasn't very bad for me, but it still sucked.
Yeah, it's intense. And I remember I got the vaccine when I was still in college. I remember when I got that, I was so tired the entire time. Oh my God, it was like 2 weeks of just being so dead tired. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
It was the worst. And it was finals week, so, you know.
Oh, fine.
I know.
So you're feeling
so
tired.
So smart, yeah.
And then finals week, so you're even more tired.
It was so smart of me. But anyway.
It was a blast.
The second shot that I got sick from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't get the vaccine because health stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so Women's Month. So why do you think women's history is important to have?
Because women are important, and they are taking over everything.
Yeah.
And before, women weren't treated well.
Yeah,
true.
It's kind of important because you can't exactly have a society that's all dudes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting you bring that up because I have heard of strikes that were just women striking. And they would stop doing housework and things like that, or stop taking care of children or something, and all of a sudden entire cities would shut down because they couldn't take care of the kids and do their work and whatever else.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah,
basically just to remind us what happened. It's kind of like Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of like let us know like why there's a month just for them.
Yeah, a quote from my grandma. My grandpa, he had heart surgery and he had to stay home for a couple of weeks. And he said, "I never realized how much you do around here." And she told my mom, took him 50 years to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So out of all the women that we talked about today, do you have a favorite one?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Gotcha.
I mean, they're all amazing, but
they're all great.
I gotta stay at the Night Witches.
Yeah, the Night Witches.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Queen Elizabeth.
And she's a close second.
Yeah. Alrighty, so our next special interest is actually about bears this month. Yes. So what's so cool about bears?
Everything. The ears.
Everything.
They're fluffy.
They're beautiful.
They're very fluffy.
They're perfect.
I mean, you can make really funny jokes out of them. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, not like making fun of them, but like you can make hilarious memes out of them.
I love
that. Yes. Bears are... Bears. And they're like, they're like massive dogs if you do it right. I mean, they can still eat your face, at least if they want to.
So can dogs.
Yeah.
So can dogs.
But they can be pretty well trained, like, more history nerd. Or Wojak, apparently a unit of Polish soldiers in World War II found a random grizzly cub before the war, tamed him, named him Wojak, and he carried ammo for them.
Mm-hmm. What a good
thing.
And then after the war, they weren't allowed to have the bear anymore, so they put it in a zoo, and apparently it was an issue where they visit, and they jump in the enclosure with Wojak and start wrestling him.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is not smart. All dangerous animals like that. And there is a classification of dangerous animals. I'm not just saying dangerous.
Yeah.
I used to work in a zoo. Classification of dangerous animals actually always need secondary containment in between you and the animal. So just a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Don't
do not wrestle bears.
No.
There was a meme about that and it was so funny.
Yeah, if do not wrestle a bear, it will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It will kill you in one bite.
It
will not live.
Yeah.
All right. So, just as a fun little thing, how many bears can y'all name?
Can I go first?
Sure.
Polar bear, grizzly bear, black bear. That's all I got.
Okay.
Nice. That's all I know.
Really, everything she just said.
Yeah.
Any other
big
kinds
bear.
Of bears?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I'll take it. All right. fun. So have any of you ever seen a bear in real life? Because I know they're not really usually in Kansas specifically anymore.
I've seen memes, but no.
I've seen one in the zoo.
Oh,
in the zoo.
That works.
There are some in the zoo, absolutely.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I've
seen a bear.
I've seen a bearskin rug at Cabela's.
Oh, wow. That's something. That's bear remains, I guess.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, my brother, he had a story of... he went all the way up to Yellowstone, I think it was.
He
saw a bear and its cubs and everything. He's like, we stayed a good distance away, but it was, you know, all these cute little cubs doing their little thing, stealing trash, you know. Anyway.
Bears love trash.
Yep. What about, like, fun facts? Do you guys know, like, what role bears play in nature or?
They eat honey.
They're kind of scary. They're scary?
They're
pretty.
They're gonna be pretty, yeah. Also carnivores, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, fun fact, when someone imagines a bear or eating honey, they always imagine like a grizzly bear climbing a tree, eat it, get the honey. Nah, grizzly bears are too fat to climb trees.
Yeah, most bears actually cannot climb trees.
Yeah.
It's only the smallest ones.
Like black bears.
Yes.
They're the only thing that can actually climb a tree.
I thought of another bear. Gummy bear.
Interesting fact about bears, they're actually an omnivore, so that means that they eat both meat and fruit, so they pick things like berries all the time. They also eat fish, so you might see depictions of both for bears, and it's because they eat both.
They go and eat berries.
It's really real. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Brother Bear, but they do have that one scene where she's eating berries, and that's where he kills her in the berry thing that they have made.
At the very beginning.
Yeah, it's because they actually eat berries. So, yeah. Any shows that you guys like? I like Brother Bear a lot, but that's just me.
The one with the bear family.
Bears.
Yeah, that one.
Bears Team Bears, very good.
I've watched this show, but it only had one episode with the bear, and it was a bear driving a car. And it was Gravity Falls.
Of course it would grab me.
I know
falls.
That one, yep.
Okay, no,
We Bear
Bears. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
This is the only show I can think of that had a bear in it.
Oh no.
And it was Masha, or something Masha, but it was like some kid's show, and I was like, what? I was a sixth grader.
Yeah.
And I'm watching kid shows.
Hey, I watched SpongeBob on loop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, eighth grader watched My Little Pony in choir.
Yeah.
So,
you know what?
Okay, but one movie that I can think of that has bears, Jungle Book.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yes.
Baloo.
Oh, yeah.
Baloo was one of my favorites.
It's the Bear Necessities.
Alrighty, anything else about bears before you move on?
I know nothing. They're just cute.
Yeah.
They have cool ears.
Alright. Okay, so now we are on to our last section, our sports section. So this one's actually going to be about spring sports. So I know soccer is going to be starting in full swing this time of year. Have you guys been watching any soccer or anything like that?
No.
No.
Oh, but
yeah.
But
no.
The girls' soccer team has nearly taken out like a half the distance team with stray soccer balls all at practice.
Wow, that's intense.
I don't watch any sports except for like football.
I don't watch
and
sports.
I don't want to talk about football right now.
Okay, okay.
You have to be a
all right.
Fan.
I don't even like sports.
Gotcha. Okay. So, how about with track and field? Any cool events going on?
Of course, the coolest event, distance running.
Yeah. If I did hurdles, I'd probably knock down every hurdle.
Oh, yeah. Practice is... Is a in middle school, they had us try and do hurdles. Yeah. I cannot hurdle.
No.
I may be... I'm maybe 5'9". That does not mean I can get over a hurdle.
Yeah,
no.
Jumping is different than height, truly, yeah. Yeah. But, cool. Alrighty, what kind of spring event or sport is your guys' favorite?
Soccer.
Track.
I like discus. We get to, like, throw
that's
stuff.
That's track.
Yeah. Track and field.
Track and field.
Yeah, discus is really cool, though. I really like watching that.
Yeah.
Discus is actually, like, an old Roman Olympic.
Yeah,
thing.
It was Greek. It started off in Greece.
I know, Greco-Roman.
Greco-Roman.
You guys are a lot alike.
Yeah, it's not like the Roman came from an area of Greece.
That is one of their mythos. They actually have multiple mythos of where they come from.
But the main one that people believe is they came in from kind of a Greek area.
After the Trojan War.
Yeah, after the Trojan War, Remus, Romulus, and all that stuff.
Yeah. There's also some theories that they come from the Etruscans. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit of both. But
because the Romans, they fully had kept this history around. When they got there, they couldn't find any women, so they kidnapped them.
That's actually the Sabines.
Nice.
Yes.
Sabines. Yeah.
Or yeah, whatever. I'm bad at pronouncing things, but yeah, that's what that was.
Kidnapping people.
I know, crazy.
That's
anyway.
That's the way to go about things.
Sports.
Sports. Then there's another. I don't remember. Didn't javelin and come from around there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. The original Greek Olympics actually had a lot of things like that. And there were two different kinds of people who played sports. There was slaves who were forced to play sports and usually died doing them. And then there were actual athletes that were paid bukus amounts of bucks to do this and were really good at specific sports. And those were the people that were... that lived up to the name athletes. So famous, in fact, that Socrates, when he was about to get killed by his people, which is a whole other thing, but anyway, when he's about to do that, and they were like, how do you choose to die? He made a joke, and he said, oh, well, I'm gonna die by old age, and you're gonna treat me like an athlete while I live, because they eat the best, and they get the best things, and they're super celebrities, or whatever. So anyway.
Yeah, then they, like, you know, stab him.
Actually, that's Caesar. The Socrates actually had to down poison.
Oh,
which I think is worse, but anyway.
Yeah, there are just many funny deaths from history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the Catholic saint of jokes and cooking. When he was being killed, right before he died, he said, flip me over, I'm done.
Yep.
And then, you know, burned to death.
All right, any other things about sports?
Y'all should come out for... Or track and field. And join distance, because distance is the best sport.
Champ.
All right. Very fun. All right.
We don't bite.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I have one thing. You're going to go to football, and the gear is $500. Just don't do it.
$500? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, I tried doing football, and the gear was like $500, and...
That's just ridiculous.
I wasn't gonna do that.
Just go back to the 1900s, no gear.
Yeah. I mean,
you
get a nice leather helmet with a little bit of padding and hope you don't beat your brains out.
It's probably fine.
Die instantly, but you know.
No, you only get brain damage every time you hit someone.
Because that's so much better.
You'll only get major concussions. That's fine. Alrighty. So we are actually coming to the end of our podcast today. We've got just a last few announcements. First of all, we got our reading challenge of 2022. It is still ongoing. I personally finished The Selection by Kier Cass. It's really good. It's a really interesting romance. It also has a lot to say about classist theory in America after World War III. So if you think World War III is about to happen, you might want to read that book. Anyway.
Most likely.
So yeah, it was really good. Anybody else been reading things on that list? What'd you think?
No.
I mean, I've reread Allies by Alan Gratz like a bajillion times.
Yeah. It's a really good one. Okay.
Book Thief is good.
Heard it here first. All right. So we also have a book recommendations things that's going on. We've got a new system that's just like a Google form that you fill out. And basically, I'll take it off that Google form. And I'll make a little bookmark. And then when you guys go to the YA section or the junior fiction section, whichever one you still read in, you'll actually have little bookmarks that all of your friends have already written down, I like this book because, or I hated this book because. You're totally okay with putting a negative recommendation in there. But the point is that you get recommendations from people your age about what books you should read. So absolutely, go and fill that out. If you have any books that you've been reading, we have it online. We have a QR code physically in the library for you to use. It's on the podcast website. If you go to the home page, it should automatically pop up. So fun stuff like that. Also, our next event coming up is March 22nd, 6 probably to 8 p.m., and we are having a movie night. We're going to be watching Shrek, so it's going to be super fun. I might be quoting Shrek the Musical the entire time.
And then there's going to be so many Shrek jokes.
Oh, yes.
Just prepare for all the me chuckling at all the jokes that are kind of dirty jokes. Lord Farquaad, start.
Alright, so if you want to make it really fun, you know what you could do? You could dress up as your favorite character from Shrek.
Bro!
I'm not gonna dress up, but I have one recommendation.
Okay.
So there's this thing on Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. It's called the Shrek-siphone.
Oh no.
Am I allowed to blast that?
No.
No.
Do it.
No. Do it.
I don't care what any of you say. I'm going to do it on
the way. Do it.
No. We are watching a movie, so try to be respectful of each other. But, yeah.
I can't put an M.
So we are definitely going to have some fun. Come and join Tab. We are going to have so much great times. And until then, we will see y'all later. Have a good night.
Bye.